Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Baba Basra 111. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a debate about the way a daughter inherits a parent. We know that when it comes to the inheritance of a father, a son comes before a daughter. And so biblically speaking, if there's a son and a daughter, the son is the one who inherits and not the daughter. But if there's no son, then the daughter inherits. So the Gemara questions, what about regarding a mother? So about this, there's two opinions in the Talmud, which the Talmud debates. One opinion is that also in this case, the son comes before the daughter. And so therefore, if there's a son and a daughter, the son inherits and not the daughter. That's how they inherit their mother. But however, there's a different opinion which says, no, that law is only by an inheritance of a father. But when it comes to the inheritance of a mother, the son and the daughter equally split the inheritance. And the Gemara debates back and forth how we rule under these circumstances. Do we rule that the son and daughter share the inheritance, or do we rule that it's like the case of the inheritance of a father, that only the son inherits and not the daughter? The Talmud tells in this context an interesting story. Says the Talmud that what happened was that Rabbi Yanai was walking, Akasfa de Rabbi Simlai Shameh. He was walking and leaning on the shoulders of his attendant, Rabbi Simlai. And Rabbi Yanai was older. He was an older man, and he was also blind, and so therefore he couldn't see what was in front of him, and he needed to lean on Rabbi Simlai for help. But also Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, and even though there's a debate in general who Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya is, the Rishonim understand that this is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Rabbi, who's known in the Talmud as Rabbi. And so Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was walking towards them. So Amrei Bar Inish to Aslika Lekibralna who Yai V'Gulsei Yai. So Rabbi Simlai said, this man who's coming towards us, he's a very distinguished man, and also his garment is very distinguished. Kimata Lagabe, when Rebbe came near Rebbe Yanai, what happened was Goshasha, Rebbe Yanai felt his garment, and Amar Lane, he said, Dinshiure Kisak. He says, you know, his garment has the wall like a sackcloth, and the way the Rishonim explain this is as follows, that normally speaking, if the garment is of a certain size, if the fabric is of a certain size, then we say it is worthy to be able to become tuma, that there's a minimum size in order to be able to become ritually impure. And the normal fabric, which is a better fabric, has one measurement, but a sackcloth, which is a lesser fabric, it has an increased measurement necessary in order to make it become tummy. And so here Rabbi Yanai is saying, this doesn't feel like good garment, this feels like a lesser garment, like a sackcloth. Why did you say it was so distinguished? And so then, once they were there together, and he's saying, basically, I don't think that this man is wearing such a distinguished garment, Rebbe asked Rebbe Yanai the following question. How do we know that where there is a son and a daughter, and it comes to inheriting the mother's possessions, how do we know that the son inherits the possessions and not the daughter? That if there's a son and a daughter, it's the son who inherits. So Rebbe Yanai responds, I'll give you a proof from the verse, because says the verse in the book of Bamidbar, chapter 36, verse 8, Kol bas yoreshes nachala mimatos b'nei Yisrael, that every daughter will inherit from the tribes of Israel. And so says Rabbi Yanai, matos makish mata em u'mata av. We compare the fact that it says matos by the mother to the fact that it says that by the father. And just like by the father, ma mata av ben kodem u'bas, just like by a father, the son inherits, if there's a son and a daughter, there's a son who inherits. Af mata aim ben kodem abas. So too, when it comes to the mother inheriting the mother, the son should take precedence over the daughter. When Rebbe heard this, he responded, well, maybe not, that's not the case. Ima mata av bechor no tal pishnayim, af mata aim bechor no tal pishnayim. That we know that when it comes to the inheritance of the father, that the firstborn son inherits a double portion. And we don't say that by the inheritance of the mother. We don't say that the firstborn son gets a double portion in the mother's estate. So we see that perhaps that this is coming to tell us that just like that firstborn son would inherit a double portion by the father, maybe it's telling us the firstborn son is inheriting a double portion by the mother, and maybe it's not telling us that the son takes precedence over the daughter. So when Rabbi Yanai heard this question from Rabbi, he didn't think too much of the question. He was very dismissive of it, and he said, Amalei Lishmaya, he said to his attendant, Goad. He says, take me away from here. Leis Dein Tzavi L'Melech. This guy doesn't want to learn. And Rashbam explains it means he just wants to ask questions that are very easy to answer. And he's not serious about the Torah study. He's just asking easy questions. And let's get out of here. So basically, the Gemara goes along and answers this question and debates, how do we know that the son does not get a double portion of the mother from different places? But this story in and of itself is interesting, that why does Rabbi Yana have such a harsh reaction to Rebbe's question? So how does he even know this? So the Ben Yoyada explains that what's going on here is that he felt that since Rebbe asked the question so quickly, he clearly did not have time to have thought about it. And it was just a setup because it was so fast. That's why he knew that the question was wrong. The Kovet Shiurim, Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, says no, that he felt that the question was so easy that Rebbe could have easily found the answer on his own, and that he didn't even take any preparation before just running and asking a question. Another question that's raised is it a Lashon Hara? Because the Chafetz Chaim rules that you're not allowed to say somebody else doesn't know Torah study. So we say here there's an exemption, says the Chavetz Chaim, that you're allowed to, a teacher is allowed to rebuke his student and say that he's not learning properly. And so therefore it wasn't Lashon Hara. He was just saying, this is not the way we study Torah.